What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Big tree removal, trimming and treatment and more, because we've got the A-list guest. He's the man behind the plan that is Greater Pitt Tree Service. He is their certified arborist, Troy Lampenfeld. So it's wide open today, but those are just some of the things that we'd like to talk about. But if you're looking at your trees, especially because of the warm weather we've had in recent days and you need help, we're here. And especially with big tree removals down to that stump. Anything on your mind, you need to call us right now. All of our lines are waiting for you to talk to Troy Lampenfeld from Greater Pitt Tree Service. And that number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. The ground is loosening up. The weather is getting warmer. And Troy, the sun is shining. So now it's time to be thinking about those trees that didn't make it during the winter and getting them out of there so you can plant and move forward. Is that not correct? Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. You're exactly right. I mean, this time of year for the tree care industry, this is kind of the starting line for the season, you know. Winter, we take a little bit of a step back, and we do work through the winter, but coming into spring, many people are coming outside and looking at their trees, you know, spending more time outside and noticing that some things aren't looking quite as right as they should be. From my perspective, I like to avoid taking the tree down as long as we can and make sure that the tree's healthy if possible. But there are trees that do end up having to go. One way or another, they do end up having to go from a safety perspective is mostly the reason we end up taking down larger trees, either safety or just general practicality. And what I mean by practicality is you'll see, you know, a 100-foot white oak tree. right next to a home, maybe 30 feet away from a home or less, 20 or 30 feet away from a home, and that can do pretty well. But if you get that tree 10, 15 feet away from the house, with the trunk coming close up to the infrastructure of the home, not only are you going to have issues with that tree overhanging the house substantially and potentially causing damage over time if it were to fail or if it is dying or you know, you have rotted dead limbs or anything like that, but at the same time, you have that root system underground that could potentially cause damage to the foundation of your home. So there's a lot of different things that we can do, but a lot of the time, unfortunately, removal ends up being the main option on something like that. Just because once a tree is mature enough and so close to the home, there's very few things you can do. Now, there are other instances where, you know, different things make sense, but on tree removal, we're really the premier expert around town in terms of difficult, large removals. It happens all the time. We see trees that overwinter with heavy snow and ice, which we had this year for sure. You know, you'll have large portions of a tree fail or weaken. So it's always good one way or another if you're nervous about a tree that's towards your house, basically that's in an area where it's got things that it could damage if it were to come down. It's always important to get that inspected at the very least. Have somebody come out, do a risk assessment on the tree. And it doesn't mean the tree has to come down if you're calling us, but if it does have to come down, we'll know whether or not it's the right time, and we'll know what the options are, whether you can remove the tree, trim the tree, or we even have some treatments that actually reduce the growth of the tree that can minimize you know, younger trees becoming that problem size really close up to the home. So a lot to talk about on that there, Rob.
All right, 412-884-TREE is their number. But if you have a tree-related question, especially big tree removals, treatment, and trimming, right now is the time to call us. Troy Lampenfeld is here for the hour, 866-391-1020. And first up, it's Dave in Imperial on KDKA. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Troy. Is it too late to prune fruit trees?
So fruit trees, it will depend a little bit on which fruit tree you're talking about, but I'm going to assume you're talking about maybe apple trees, and we'll get cherries, things like that that people are pruning. It all depends, you know. So we're looking right now at a position where you'll deal with a lot of different problems with apple trees and cherry trees, but pruning.
So in other words, I'm too late.
What was that?
So in other words, I'm too late?
I wouldn't say too late. I mean, it depends on how extensive the pruning is. Are you looking to cut these trees really aggressively back so that you can access fruit later, or are you just looking to take a couple of limbs off that are close to the home?
Well, that's why I want you to come out and look. Tell me.
And I think that's probably a good call. So typically when you're pruning fruit trees, you do want to do about late winter, or early spring or so before bud break. We're getting into the point where bud break is coming up basically this week. I have a crab apple tree right outside my window, actually. I always am looking out at the beginning of the year, and we actually basically just hit bud break maybe today or yesterday, honestly, on crab apples. There's those tiny pre-leaves starting to come out. So if you're looking for the absolute healthiest time of the year and you're looking to do substantial pruning, I would probably wait until next winter. But if you're looking to just do a couple of snips here and there to keep this thing in clean shape, I think you could probably get away with doing it now still.
Okay, so I'll call tomorrow morning and arrange an appointment, and you'll come out and give me an estimate?
Yeah. Yep, 412-884-TREE. And we'll come out there.
Either cool.
Myself or Carlos will come out and get you an estimate on that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Dave, thanks for the call. 412-884-TREE is their number, but we're wide open at 866-391-1020. So when you take the big tree out, should the stump go too?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be situational. You know, a lot of people, when you do a really large removal, do a couple of cool things. Some people will have us leave around 10, 15 feet of trunk at the base, and they'll try to make a treehouse out of it or something like that. You know, there's a couple of options there that people do. They'll cut it flush to the ground, and we'll we'll have the stump basically as low as possible, and people will put, you know, large flower pots, make a bird bath out of it, a bunch of different things that you can do. But if it's an aesthetic choice and it's accessible, if you want that stump out of there, basically there's no reason not to do it if you're trying to use that space in the future, because otherwise you're basically just obstructing your yard, you know. But if you're looking to remove a tree, typically we'll give you a deal on removing a stump with the tree, or you know, whatever makes sense for your property, because every property is going to be different, and having a big stump in the backyard is not going to be the same thing as having a big stump directly in front of your house that looks kind of crazy. So it all depends on the situation there. But those removals where you do have a really, really large, you know, tree in the front and the back, wherever it is, if there's difficult hazards that you have to watch out for, we're always the company to call on those. We have electrical hazard certification so that our guys are always cautious around any kind of electrical power line, which many of these large trees, if they're growing out towards the front of the home, they're growing into power lines. They're growing over top of the house. They're growing in a position where it's just difficult to work on it. And that's why you got to have experts working on it. And our guys are experts. That's a fact. But, yeah, I mean, doing a large removal like this, if you're just talking about whether or not to take the stump out, that's something I'll usually have a discussion with the client about, basically on job site. But, you know, these large removals, it depends on the ailment that the tree is facing beforehand. It's kind of what determines whether or not that tree needs to go out. If you're looking at root rot or something that can compromise the structural stability of the tree, you could really, you could be really facing some dangerous positions, especially if you're, you know, let's say you have a mature oak in your front yard and the oak is starting to have dieback in the tips at the very top of the tree, and you notice some mushrooms around the base of the tree. Anytime you notice mushrooms around the base of the tree, you're typically dealing with some kind of a root rot that has a woody decay fungi that's going to cause problems and potential instability in that root system. It's an unfortunate fact that a lot of the time we end up being the company that people call to get trees that have fallen onto their home off of their house. So sometimes when it's a little bit too late, we're still there to help people out and try to, you know, mitigate any kind of damage that is possible at that point. But it's always best to call preemptively and just know what's going on. And even if you're not looking to remove the tree, just making sure that you understand the options and the potential threats that you could be faced with if you don't take care of the trees properly. But with proper maintenance, we can make sure that those trees are safe and are an asset to your property more than they are a danger. And that's what we're always looking to do there, Rob.
Troy Lampenfeld, certified arborist from Greater Pitt Tree Service here. And don't forget, they'll be at the home show for the final day today as well. Stop by and say hello to the whole crew. And if you have a question about anything concerning your trees, because the weather's getting warmer, you're, you know, kicking up a little dirt, walking around the yard, especially big tree removals, treatment and trimming, we'd love to hear from you. All of our lines are open, immediate access. All you have to do is pick up the phone and hit 866-391-1020. We're also going to be talking about their plant healthcare program, something you definitely want to be a part of when we get back, and you can reach them. You can even call now. Leave your information. We'll get back to you tomorrow, business day number one of the week. Number there is 412-884-TREE. But any tree-related question, now's the time to speak up. You get some free advice for simply making a phone call on a Sunday morning, and that number is 866-391-1020.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
One of my favorite hours, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Troy Lampenfeld, our certified arborist, is here today and for Carlos McClintock. So if you have a question concerning your trees, now would be a great time to get those questions answered, especially with us on the heels of the spring and summer season when you really want to get the most out of your trees. Okay, Troy, tell them about the plant healthcare program at Greater Pitt Tree Service and why they should buy in. Go ahead.
Our plant healthcare program is a couple of things. We do yearly programs where we'll come out to your property and assess what your trees and shrubs and, you know, plants on the property need to stay as healthy as possible, whether that be insect issues that you're facing, disease issues that you're facing, or just optimizing your soil and fertilization needs to make sure that you get proper growth, you have healthy plants that you can keep for a long time and have longevity for your landscape, and make sure that, you know, especially the larger, more mature trees on your property are as healthy as possible. And when they're healthier, they're typically safer. So, you know, there's a couple of things that we'll do for that. We'll do customized fertilization plans where I'll take a soil sample from the base of your tree or the base of whatever plant we're working on. I'll take that out to a lab at Penn State, get that analyzed for what micronutrients and macronutrients it needs. I'll develop a custom fertilization plan for that individual plant for the soil needs there. And then I'll come out basically a few times a year and get that plant exactly what it needs to optimize its growth and get it back in a good position or potentially just a better position than it was in to start with. So, you know, there's a lot that we do. On top of that, we'll do individual treatments that isn't part of a yearly plan. So we'll do, you know, treatments for oak wilt prevention. If you've had any oak trees die off or be removed near your oak tree, there's a potential that that tree had oak wilt, especially if the roots were grafted and these oaks are close together. You want to look into potentially getting a treatment done. To make sure that your tree is safe for the year coming up. It can also be a good thing to do if you've had your oak tree trimmed and you accidentally maybe had the tree trimmed during the summer or the off season when you're not supposed to trim them, or if you had some storm damage on the tree. Getting the tree treated to prevent oak wilt disease can save the life of that tree and keep you in a position where you don't have to, one, take on costly removal, and two, where you don't have to lose a tree from your property. On top of that, we'll do a ton of different things in terms of disease prevention. We'll spray fruit trees for apple scab and for fungal diseases to make sure that the fruit that they produce in the fall is delicious and, you know, basically pretty. keeps it in a position where the fruit that the tree produces doesn't have any defects on it, and it makes it so the tree is healthier in the longer term. On top of that, we'll do plant growth regulator treatments, soil treatments. We'll do a million different things to make sure that your plants are in the best position they possibly can be come spring, come summer, come fall, whenever time you need.
I want to talk about these big trees, and some of them can become skyscrapers. I mean, massive, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet tall. And, you know, I was kind of doing a little research for the show today, and it was many times I saw things to avoid because they're thinking of do-it-yourselfers. You know, you go out and you rent one or you buy a chainsaw. There's much more to it, you know, from escape route, how the tree is going to fall, which is definitely at times you can't anticipate what will happen. So explain why it's definitely worth spending a little bit of money to reach out to Greater Pitt Tree Service as opposed to trying to tackle a job such as this by yourself, especially if you're a novice. And more importantly, even if you're someone that has used a chainsaw at times throughout your life, you just never know when things can go wrong. And you guys are insured, and this is what you do every day. So talk about that a little bit. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, Rob, this is a position that you definitely want to reach out to an expert when you're talking about tree work. I mean, so many people get hurt doing tree work every year, homeowners and professionals alike. It's a very dangerous industry, and having expertise, having experience, especially having the proper equipment and knowing how to use that equipment, and just understanding the physics behind what you're doing from an experiential standpoint is extremely important to make sure that you are safe. A lot of people think you can go out and just drop a tree, just put a notch in it and fell it over wherever it is, and you'll be able to take it down. And that's simply not the case for most of the positions that you're going to find yourself in. Even if that is the case, most people don't really know how to fell a tree very well. And it's a tricky thing to do. You have to take into account the angles, the depth of the notch, how fast you're doing your back cut, what type of holding wood you're leaving on one side as opposed to the other to make sure the tree doesn't swivel or turn on its way down too much. The type of tree that you're cutting to make sure that you know the weight and the strength of the wood to ensure safety of yourself, of your equipment, of your home, of anywhere that you're nearby. You got to be really, really cautious when you're doing work on trees. But when it comes to removals in tighter spaces, it's almost impossible to even try to do it yourself, especially in places where you're closer to the city. You'll have, you know, 2-3 houses close together around 100-year-old oak. We see this in Shadyside and Squirrel Hill, all over the place in the city. And when that happens, the only way you can get that down is having proper equipment and knowing what you're doing, either climbing or using what we have is we have something called an aerial spider lift. And our spider lift is worth its weight in gold in terms of access. That thing basically makes it so we can fit through around a 36-inch gate. So we can get into a backyard, or we can get into, you know, an area that's difficult to access, set up our spider lift and go up to 100 feet in the air on a platform so that we can set up a series of ropes and pulleys and rigging equipment to keep anything that we're cutting out of the tree controlled on its way down. So, I mean, it's really a science and an art when you're talking about tree removal, but it's also very hard work that is really dangerous work. And I would advise anybody, no matter whether you're going to use our service or not, do not try to do your own tree work at home. It almost never ends well.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break here and come back on the other side, and I'd like to get a bunch of phone calls to take us to the top of the hour. So if you're out there this morning enjoying that Sunday morning cup of coffee this St. Patrick's Day weekend, and you're gazing out the window and looking at your trees and the lack thereof them, and the ones that need a little TLC, and the ones that actually need to be removed, long overdue, even down to that stump, you need to get on the phone. Any question about any tree, any situation, we'd love to hear from you. The number to dial to talk to Troy Lampenfeld, our certified arborist from Greater Pitt Tree Service, here till 10 o'clock is 866-391-1020, and we do have lines available, so you will not get a busy signal, and we'll get you on the air and be able to give you that information. And then we'll lead you right to this number, 412-884-TREE. You can call there, leave your information, they'll get back to you as we begin another week bright and early Monday morning at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Get that appointment scheduled. They'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, you'll know where you stand, and you can get rolling into the spring and summer months taking one of those things off your checklist that you need to handle. All right, so 866-391-1020. Today's topic's kind of revolving around big tree removal, trimming, and treatment. But anything on your mind in the way of trees and plant health care, we'd love to hear from you. Our number again, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. Don't forget, they are at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show today as well, when the doors open at 10 o'clock at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Rob Taylor coming up next with the news at 9:30, and then back to more with Greater Pitt Tree Service and certified arborist Troy Lampenfeld on KDKA. Good morning.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we'd like to say in the business, this guy's got game. He's in his mid-20s, but he knows just about everything that you need to know when it comes to being a certified arborist and more. And he's one of ours. He's a hometown product. He's Troy Lampenfeld from Greater Pitt Tree Service in today for our regular host, Carlos McClintock. But Troy's here taking all of your questions about everything that is tree and plant care. But we're focusing kind of on big three because of this time of year, big tree removal, trimming, and treatment. But whatever is on your mind, you need to call us, 866-391-1020. Get that advice, just a phone call away. They're going to be at the Home and Garden Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. And you can always reach them at 412-884-TREE. Here's Charlene in Bellevue up next for Troy Lampenfeld. Hey, Charlene.
Hey, Troy. I have a question. I live in a townhouse, and in the backyard, I've lived there 27 years, a tree started to grow. Nobody ever planted it, but now it's a big tree, and it does have beautiful leaves in the summer and everything, but it has these purple berries, I guess, that fall from it, hundreds of them. Is it a wild tree, or is there anything I can do to stop all those berries? I mean, they cover the decks and the sidewalks.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like you got a volunteer tree there. And, I mean, I would imagine that's maybe a black tupelo or potentially a Bradford pear tree or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, having a messy tree pop up out of nowhere with nobody having planted it can be a little bit of a pain. And honestly, we see that pretty often.
We've watched it grow from a little thing into this great big tree. The tree doesn't bother us, but those purple berries are really a pain. There's nothing that can be done.
Not a lot you can do to minimize the amount of berries that it's producing. There's maybe some things, but it's rare that you're going to get something that works excellently. Really, the only way to get that problem over with in total is probably going to be to take the tree out, unfortunately.
Take the tree down.
Removing those berries, probably if the tree is going to be there, those berries are going to be there. You know, it's just a part of the life cycle. And I don't know exactly what type of tree it is because I can't see it.
Do you know what kind of tree it is? One of my construction people said, oh, you can make good pie out of that. Not that I would ever, but it have a name or?
It might be a mulberry tree, might be a black tupelo tree. You've got a couple of options.
That's the word he used, mulberry.
Well, that's probably a mulberry tree because they come all out of nowhere all the time.
Really? They just pop up and grow.
You can eat those berries. Yeah, you can eat those berries. I used to pick mulberries off of my aunt had a mulberry tree in her backyard. You pick them off of there and eat them all the time. They're delicious, but they are also messy, messy, messy.
All right, 866-391-1020. Anything on your mind, give us a call. We have some lines available. So can you stop that volunteer tree aspect of your backyard? Is there some sort of treatment that you can do to prevent that from happening, or is it how these seeds just sometimes fly? Go ahead.
So sometimes you're going to get trees that'll pop up basically out of the backyard that you'll imagine it's just a weed, and then 5 years later it's, you know, got a woody trunk and it's starting to grow a little bit taller than you thought it ever would. Usually just taking them out is going to be your best option there. But if you've got like flower beds or something like that that you want to treat to make sure that they're not getting those weeds popping up out of nowhere in the spring, after you've got whatever you want planted, you can put up pre-emergent for broadleaf weeds, put that down in the soil and mix that in, and that'll help you out to minimize any kind of volunteer trees or anything like that.
But we see volunteer trees all of the time. We see black cherries, we see mulberries, we see all these things. And a lot of the time people, you know, end up with trees that are 50, 60 feet tall or larger that nobody ever planted. They just kept not doing anything about, honestly. So most of what gets people into a position where it's tricky and they have problems with those types of trees is they just let it go too far. So if you have, you know, big volunteer trees that you're not looking to have there anymore, it's better to nip that problem in the bud, literally, before it gets a bit too large to handle. And, you know, as the tree size increases, the difficulty of removal and the price and everything is going to increase proportionately with it. So save yourself some money, save yourself some time, and make our job easier. Deal with it before it gets to a point where it's going to be a problem. But once it is a problem, if you do have larger trees, larger volunteer trees, whether it's mulberries, it's black cherries, it's anything, you're going to want to give us a call and we can figure out the best way to handle it so that you don't have issues with that anymore. Whether it be trimming that back away from your house so that it's not so much encroaching and causing a problem, taking the tree out altogether, or maybe treating it in one way or another to minimize the growth on it. We got a lot of different options to keep them in check, but the best method that you're going to find for, you know, making sure that you don't have a tree too close to your house is not planting a tree too close to your house, frankly. Right tree, right place is usually the golden rule of arboriculture, is making sure that the right tree is in the right place, planted where it needs to be, handled the way it needs to be, everything like that. So making sure that that happens has got to be your first priority, and then calling us and making sure that we get eyes on something and get you a good understanding of where you're at positionally is usually going to be pretty important as well.
All right, Troy Lampenfeld, taking your questions, 866-391-1020. Olga Alaquipa, you're up next on the Greater Pitt Tree Service Hour at KDK with your Pat Pack. How are you?
I want to know if they can come out to Alaquipa and look at my my problems.
Yeah, we're in Alaquipa
all the time. I know
there's
a charge, right, for an estimate?
For estimates, we do free estimates. So if you have any issues or anything like that, just let me know what do you got going on.
I need this one lot cleared, plus I have a few dead trees around the house that should be taken out.
Okay, yeah, we do lot clearing, and those dead trees close to the house probably, they could end up being a hazard. So we can definitely handle those, decide which ones need to go and which ones don't.
Right.
With you on that. And,
I just wanted to know if you came this far to Alaquipa.
Of course.
I'll call your office.
Yep, give a call in, either leave a message or call tomorrow morning, and they'll get you set up with an estimate, probably with Carlos if you're doing lot clearing, and he'll handle that and get you set up, all right?
All right, good stuff. Thanks for the call, Olga. We'd love to hear from you folks. Anything on your mind in the way of trees, especially what the topic is today, big tree removal, trimming, and treatment, we'd love to hear from you. But again, if you're thinking of getting a spring project done, I wouldn't put it off. I would call today, leave your information so they can get you in the queue ASAP, because they're going to be getting into their busy time of year, and they will travel. And believe me, you will love what they do. 412-884-TREE. Phone's picking up. Let's go to Pat out in Cranberry. Pat, good morning.
Yeah, I have a question. I have like a historic dogwood in my front yard, and I was wondering about pruning out some of the weak spots and fertilizing it. What does he recommend?
Yeah, okay. So this dogwood, it sounds like it's a pretty old tree, yeah?
Yes, about probably 70 years old.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, so dogwoods, it all depends on the soil that you're working with to begin with when it comes to fertilization and anything like that. One thing you want to watch for is making sure the soil pH is correct for dogwoods. So most trees are going to want a pH between 5.5 and 6.5, but it all depends on the soil that you have. So from the fertilization standpoint, if you give us a call, I can come out and help you out with that and get you a custom fertilization plan. But if you're looking at pruning that, just making sure that you're cautious not to take too much is going to be important, because as a tree matures, you want to take less and less live material off of the tree when you're pruning.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes less and less tolerant. Mature trees become less tolerant of heavy pruning
and you want to mostly do your heavy pruning when the tree is younger. That's not to say you can't cut some things out and make some corrective cuts, but you do have to be careful not to take too much at once just because you don't want to stress the tree out.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Of course.
Good call. So can you actually tell how old a tree is, Troy?
Well, you can tell generally how old a tree is. You can get a good estimate on it by just looking at it. But there's a couple of ways that you can get a far more accurate reading on how old the tree is. So there's that old adage that you can count the rings. And to a certain extent, that's true. With a lot of different species, you can count tree rings directly to basically line up with different seasons. So you'll have early wood and late wood in these rings where some of these the cells inside of those rings are more swollen, and it'll give that appearance of a ring in a cut piece of wood. You can count that to understand a little bit better the exact age of the tree. Or if you're getting far more basically advanced technology-wise, you can get a core sample of a portion of the tree, take that out, and then utilize that to check the age of the tree to a very exact degree. So there are a couple of ways, but the more that you have experience working with different species and their growth rate and how they do in different environments, the more you're going to understand how, you know, what age one size of a tree or another is. If you see an oak tree that's, you know, 40 to 50 inches across in diameter, you're probably looking at an older tree. If you're looking at a maple that's maybe 40, 50 inches across in diameter, you're probably looking at an older tree. The age depends a little bit based on growth rate. So maples, silver maples are going to grow a little bit faster than oak trees. And oak trees are going to grow a little bit slower in general. So usually the oak is going to be a little bit older if they're the same width. But it depends on the growing conditions. It depends on how well the tree's been doing in recent years. There's a lot to take into account, but you can find out that age. You just have to do a little bit of work to figure it out there.
All right, let me take a break, come back. One more segment with Troy Lampenfeld, and then it's Accurate Solutions, and then I'll be on the other side of the 11 o'clock news with a two-hour edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show on the road at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. So stay with us. Much more to come. But if you got a tree-related question, final segment, been a busy hour, this is your chance. Don't let it slip through your fingers. Any question on your mind about your trees, now's the time to call us. Get that free advice. Simply pick up the phone, the toll-free number as well, free, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And cannot stress enough, if you want to get work done for the spring and summer, you got to get it scheduled soon. So make sure you give them a call. You can even do it today. Leave your information, 412-884-TREE. And while you are talking to them this week and scheduling an appointment, make sure you ask about their plant health care, something that will keep you in check and your plants and trees year round. Back with more with Troy Lampenfeld and your calls at 866-391-1020 in just a couple of moments. Good morning.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Busy day on the phones for Troy Lampenfeld, Greater Pitt Tree Service. We have one more segment. If you want to get a quick call in here, 866-391-1020. Jessie, she is waiting in 84 PA, and she's up next on KDKA. What can we do for you, Jess?
I have two questions. I have a mulberry bush, which is a tree, and I have a fig tree. And I wanted to know what Troy could tell me about maybe pruning some of that or what I should be doing to help the, like the fig tree grow. And actually, it's a bush. It's not a tree.
Okay, so you got a tree that's a bush and a bush that's a tree.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, the mulberry bush was a bush when I planted it, but it's a huge tree. But I found out that I cannot trim it because it bleeds.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. If you trim the mulberry in early spring, they're usually going to have bleeding wounds, and that's not going to cause a huge issue with the health of the tree, mm-hmm. but it will look a little bit unsightly on the trunk there. So you do have to be careful about that. One thing with the fig tree that you want to make sure is just that it's getting enough sunlight. It depends on where the placement is of the tree. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that it gets around, you know, 5 to 6 hours of sunlight, at least full sun throughout the day.
6 hours. You're saying 6 hours?
Yeah, just around 6 hours of sunlight. Just you know, make sure it's not in a place where it's too shaded or it's in full sun the entire day. You want a little bit of shade, but not too much.
Well, it's in a place now where it's probably at least 12 foot tall, and it has branched out. And last year, the year before, the branches died back, and I could break them off. Last year, the figs started to come out on the branches that were already there. And it was loaded with figs, but our growing season's not quite long enough for all of those figs to mature.
Yeah, they don't ripen quite enough.
Correct.
That's just something that's basically an issue with the placement, or not the placement, our hardiness zone. So what our weather is like makes it so that our growing season is a little bit shorter in terms of availability of sunlight, of time before you end up losing a lot of those fruits, just because you don't have the energy for the tree to continue to produce them.
Is there any kind of food I could give it or anything like that?
Yep. So we have fertilization plants that could help out with increasing the fruit production on that, making it a little bit faster by increasing phosphites and increasing potassium in the soil. So I would recommend going with a fertilization plant on something like that. Give us a call and I can get you set up with a custom one, but something that increases phosphites and increases potassium would probably help out with fruit production. And then if you want the tree to grow in general, we'll try to get a little bit of additional nitrogen, and specifically we want to make sure that we have a lot of organic matter in the soil when you're looking at fig trees. They love to have high organic matter with around pH from 6 to 7, but there's a lot of things that we can do to help you out. So you give us a call and set up an appointment, I can come out and get you a good estimate on some fertilization for you.
All right, 412-884-TREE. All right, we've got about a minute and a half, Troy, left. Great hour today. Lots of good information, but I'm going to give you the last 90 seconds to tell people why they need to make the call now. Get in early at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead.
Everybody, it is that time of year. Coming into spring like this is when we are at our busiest, or move into our busiest season. So right now, you've still got a little window to get in before we book out maybe 4 to 6 weeks or longer and stay that way for a while. So calling right now is going to be your best bet to get us at full attention, full speed, you know, moving into the proper time of year to do a lot of different work, from removals to trimming to treatment. Spring's the key to the whole year when it comes to the trees. So make sure to give us a call at 412-884-TREE. And we can come out there and help you with whatever you need for your trees. Thank you very much, Rob. Hope you guys have a great St. Patrick's Day as well.
All right. Super job, Troy. As always, thank you. And again, they'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, let me remind you that coming up after the news at 10 with Rob, it's Accurate Solutions. And you don't want to miss today's edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Three of the all-time great sports writers in the history of Pittsburgh will be joining me. Bob Dvorak co-hosting for the full 2 hours, along with Ed Bouchette, number of years on the NFL beat. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about with the free agency frenzy that continues. And will it be Aaron Rodgers or not? And if not, who? And also, we're going to talk to legendary columnist and reporter, did it for decades. He is a part of Pittsburgh for sure. Went to Peabody High School, graduated from the University of Pittsburgh, and his byline was known around the country. He is Bob Smizik. So please stay tuned for that. And Ted Arnault with a little on the NFL as well in our second hour. It is a special on-the-road edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's final day today in downtown Pittsburgh. In the meantime, news is next with Rob, and we'll talk to you from the Convention Center in just about an hour.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists artists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.